Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
How much influence does a toy gun have on a child? Do you feel that it is one of those catalysts that encourage young children to the life of crime? NPO Gun Free South Africa is against the sale of toy guns to children, or to anyone for that matter. Adele Kirsten, the director at Gun Free South Africa, speaks to you now this morning about toy guns. A very good morning to you, Adele. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abs. I'm fine, thanks. And morning to all the listeners.
Adele, just to give you a background of where the conversation started, it started with me telling the listeners that, you know, with my 3-year-old daughter, I do sometimes buy her one or two toy guns, because it is a pastime that we both, I suppose I enjoy it more than her, but guns are something that I've enjoyed. It's something that I grew up with. Okay. And I've always, you know, been comfortable around them. But you're saying perhaps it's not really a good idea to have a toy gun, to hand a toy gun to a child.
I think, Abs, what's very important with this conversation is the context of a society like ours. I think in other societies it might not be such a big issue, but the research shows that when children live in societies with high levels of violence and where they see violence every day, and particularly gun violence, but this is for all violence, but if you translate that into gun violence, like if you see it on the TV, maybe you live in a community where you're hearing gunshots at night, you might be seeing gun violence in your home where your mother and you as a child are being threatened with the gun. Playing with the gun reinforces then the concept that violence is acceptable, that it's an acceptable way to deal with difference. So I think the context matters. That's perhaps the most important thing.
Would I then be able to argue that, as if we're talking about context, that as a parent who grew up in a home where there was guns and who doesn't own a gun but still enjoys working with guns, that it is a possibility that I could impart that knowledge to that child in the proper manner on how to be responsible with guns?
That's a really interesting question, and it would be interesting to see what your listeners think about this. Is again some research. Most of this research comes out of the US, where they did an experiment with children. I guess basically gun-free's position is you can't gun-proof children, particularly at a very young age. So often parents will say to us that we put the gun away, we separate the ammunition from the gun, etc., and we hide the key. So now we're talking about real guns. Basically, children are curious. They will find the key, number one. Number two, it's illegal. You should always have the key actually on your person. And there are too many incidents where children have found a gun, accidentally discharged it and either injured themselves and or killed someone else. So the risks of having a real gun in your home and thinking that you can gun-proof your child is a myth. And again, there's some interesting research coming out of the US where parents who were confident that they had done exactly what you've said, that they have explained to their children, and there's a big program in the US run by the gun lobby called Eddie Eagle, where it's, if you see a gun, don't touch it, call an adult. So they did an experiment where they had a whole range of toys, including toy guns and a real gun, which was obviously unloaded. And a large majority of the children, and more particularly the boys, actually within a couple of minutes of the game, picked up the real gun. And something like 53% of them actually pulled the trigger.
Oh my goodness!
So this gun-free is an evidence-based organization. We look at what does the evidence tell us about what are the risks of guns in the home? Can you gun-proof children? So our view, I mean, the research shows us, our view is very clear that you can't gun-proof children. And of course, the other thing is, you know, as parents, we make mistakes. And so sometimes we might have not quite put the key where we thought. So I think it's something for people to think about. And I think for us, it's really the context of our society that we think it's not an appropriate gun, toy to buy for children.
And talking to that, though, you know, one of the campaigns that I absolutely agree with you is the campaign where, as Gun-Free South Africa, you called on retailers to stop the sale of toy guns. I agree. Well, I agree with it, I suppose, to an extent, because we want South Africa to be gun-free. But I am also buying the toys. Are you winning with your campaign?
Well, I mean, we've always worked around the issue of toy guns right from when we started in the late 90s. And actually, we had at that time OK. I don't know if you remember OK Bazaars. They had this major destruction where they took all the toy guns off their shelves and actually in front of the Johannesburg City Hall and destroyed their guns. So it's an ongoing campaign. But we haven't, for this Christmas, we haven't particularly focused on it. We, for example, focused on things like issues of disability and the 16 days of violence against women and children. Because actually one child is shot and killed every single day in South Africa. So for us, the consequences of gun violence are huge on our society and have a particular impact on children. So our primary focus is always on the real gun, because that's the gun that does the damage. And we extend it to, I guess, really just asking parents to reconsider, to think about what kind of toy you can buy your children. And there are just really so many other alternatives that we would encourage you just not to buy a toy gun.
So I'll tell you this, Adele, that I agree with your campaign, and I'll try by all means to work with your campaign. But I'm not promising anything. Not promising anything. I agree with it, but I'll try what I can. Adele, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks, Abs. And maybe just to think about it, and the same for listeners.
Thank you so much. Adele Kirsten, Director at Gun-Free South Africa.